Hello and good morning. You're still listening to us, and we're not alone anymore, are we, Ben?
No, we're talking to Nick Williamson from Cordy Roy Retro Gigs. Good morning.
Retro Rigs.
Rigs, I should say. Rig and a gig, because it's music to my ears that we're talking to you this morning. How are you? How are you this fine morning?
Yeah, doing well. Yeah, it's a super chilly morning in the city today.
Oh, trust. Nippy,
most
I tell you. And of course, we're talking as you are an upcoming Green Lane Market this Sunday, 20 Southwark Street. Make sure you head on down from 11 to 3. You'll be down there as well, I do understand.
Yeah. I'll be down Sunday morning to set up for the market. Yeah, it'll be good.
What can I buy from you? What are some of the goodies on sale?
So I specifically just kind of do male vintage sort of clothing, secondhand stuff. I'll have a market stall out there in the city there, and then we'll also have the shop open at the Green Lane as well.
Fantastic. That's so cool. How did you get involved with Green Lane and with these wonderful markets?
I kind of just started doing market stalls through having too much clothes, really, just having an op shop obsession sort of from a pretty young age. I was pretty lucky when I was younger. I had a friend whose dad owned a recycling center in Nelson, and so we just got the mad hookups there, and that was kind of how it all started. But first started doing the nifty markets, and then met Ben, who runs the Green Lane there, and then just kind of things went from there, and started up with Ben and the Ben.
Wonderful.
Yes,
we love the duo bands here. I guess what's it like? I find, you know, because I tend to peruse these markets, it feels like for the most part female fashion is usually the more commonly found thing. I guess how is it being selling, you know, mostly kind of male items? Is it kind of, do you feel like you're hitting a different niche doing that, I suppose?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because you kind of don't really see much options for men in the Christchurch scene. And when I first started, I was doing male and female stuff, and I just kind of I didn't really know what I was doing with chick stuff. So I thought I'd just focus in on what I kind of was good at, or what I thought I could be better at. And so honed in on just doing guy stuff, really.
Cool. And how do you hone your specific sense of style?
That's a good question. I guess one of the harder questions this week. I would say that whenever I've been up shopping in the past, you know, you always see stuff that you might not necessarily wear yourself, but can kind of see some sort of potential in for someone else. And whenever I've op shopped in the past, even before I did markets, I'd always be on the lookout for stuff for friends, you know, like always just, you know, keeping my eye out for stuff that I thought might suit one of my mates. And then I guess that's kind of how I do it. I just kind of look at stuff and think, would someone else like that? You know, it's not quite my thing, but it's quality and it's going to maybe look good on someone. Maybe not me, but...
Surely it's somewhere taken a while for you to hone in and see an eye for those sorts of clothes that maybe you wouldn't buy, but you know someone else would. So how has, over time, the way you've approached the job changed?
I definitely have become more picky, especially since getting the shop down at Green Lane, because, I've only got a limited amount of space. I think it's more just being a bit more picky and not just like grabbing everything that I possibly can.
For sure. And I've got to ask, how come I should be buying from the markets instead of like going to Shein and getting online shopping from fast fashion places?
I wouldn't bag on online shopping as long as it's secondhand stuff. I think that's the main like idea of Green Lane, is it's not... We're not really there to make loads of money. It's more just to get that sort of scene going, like getting people buying more secondhand stuff. Everyone down there is just super awesome individuals, just doing their own thing and trying to have a bit of fun, really.
Very cool. We love that. Well, you can catch yourself and many others on Sunday. Is there any other particular vendors that you are excited to see on the Greenland Market on Sunday?
We've got one more other male-specific market stall, Rotique. He does some pretty awesome stuff as well. And yeah, I'm sure there'll be lots of other awesome vendors down there on Sunday.
Yes, and make sure you head on down 11 to 3 Southwark Street. All those good things.
Hell yeah.
Corduroy Retro, thank you, Nick, for coming on to the show this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Sweet. Catch you, man.